Okay, we're on the Hayomid base, the top. Lamek is sober Shmuel Yadaim Shein Molchichos Lo Havin Yadaim. So Shmuel said that you have to say You just said Mufushani Mimcha, it's not Muchach that you mean a nether, but you have to say Shani Toim. And then it's Muchach that it means a nether. So you see that Yadaim Shein Molchichos is not Yadaim. It has to be a yad, it has to be a handle on the nether that is clear that it means a nether, not something that is hazy. Not hazy. Just in the sugyas, seems to be, not what we're learning right now, stiras between who holds yodayim mochichos and who holds yodayim she'in mochichos. So Tosfos, I think in Kedushin, says that there are three levels, and it answers most of the questions. There's this Yodayim Mochichos Gomor, then there's Yodayim She'ino Mochichos Ktsas, and then there's Yodayim She'ino Mochichos Klal. So it's possible that somebody says that he holds that you need Yodayim Mochichos, but it doesn't mean Mochichos Legamre, the middle Madrega is okay. And it could be compared to the highest Madrega, that's called Yodayim She'ino Mochichos. According to the lowest Madrega, it's called Yodayim She'ino Mochichos. So wherever you find the Stira of who holds you need Yodayim Mochichos or whatever, it's possible they're talking about different things. But in any case, here the Gemara says that L'chora Shmuel holds that you need Yodayim Mochichos and Yodayim She'ein Mochichos lo havin Yodayim. They don't consider a nether, because it's not as if you said the nether and you have to say it. Gemara says in Shmuel Mokim L'lamasisin K'reb Yehuda the Omer Yodayim She'ein Mochichos lo havin Yodayim. Reina Chanami, Shmuel holds that the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, that he doesn't necessarily hold him that way himself, but he holds that this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Yodayim Shei Mochichos Lo Havin Yodayim. Disnan, where is this Machlokus, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? Disnan, Gufa Shel Get. What do you have to write in a get for it to be valid? Hareyat Muteris L'Chol Adam. All you have to write is Hareyat Muteris L'Chol Adam, and then it has to be signed by witnesses, and you give it to the Isha. Okay, that's, and you have to also write the names, whatever. But the ikar power of the get to be matter the woman is those words, Hareyat Muteris L'Chol Adam. Rabbi Yehuda Omar, no, you have to say more than that. You have to write more than that in the get. The Dein Diahavi Lechi Minoi Sefer Truchin, the Gerish Shvukin. And this document should be to you, from me, a book of divorce. The Gerish Shvukin, and a letter of pushing of sending away. So it has to be more clear that he's divorcing her with this get, because if he just said Hareyat Muteris L'Chol Adam, right, it seems like he's permitting her, but maybe he's permitting her just with words. Who said that he means in this get? If you write specifically, right, it's this get should be the Dein Dehavi Lechi, then it's clear that he's divorcing her with this document. So that's machlokas. Machlokas is do you need yodayim mochichos? Do you need that it has to be spelled out clearly, or even a vague kind of thing is enough? Rashi, lema sover shmuel yodayim shem mochichos. The hacha hoil velo amar mamish ashani ochelecha amrin lo mucha milsa de bachila komar velo mitzvah bachil. Shmuel said that if you didn't say shani toim shani ochel, right, it's left vague, then we assume that it doesn't mean achila, and it's not a nether. But if, even though it's obvious, it's pretty obvious that that's what he meant. Rabbi Yehuda Omer v'dein di yahavi lechi dekasover ilo kosabe mamish v'dein lav mucha milsa b'hai gita megarisha. It's not clear he's megarisha with this get. Yodayim Shei Mochichos, Lavin Yodai. Same idea. The idea is wherever you have to specify something, does it have to be spelled out, what's it called, black and white? Or it's enough to, allude to it? The Gemara says, so therefore he holds like that this Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, that you need to spell things out clearly, and therefore if you didn't say the nether clearly, right, you didn't say a yad, even though you didn't say the whole lashon of a nether, but it wasn't very clear that that's what you meant, it's not called a yad. Shmuel says, "Am I dochik Shmuel laokmi lemasnisin k'Reb Yehuda lokmi k'Rabbanan?" Right? Why did Shmuel have to say the Mishnah goes like Reb Yehuda, and then say according to our Mishnah, if you didn't say shani toim loch, it's no good, right? Lokma lemasnisin lokma k'Rabbanan. Afal gab de'en yodayim mochichos. Why didn't he say the Mishnah goes? Why did he have to say that the Mishnah has to be talking where you said shani toim loch, and it goes like Reb Yehuda? Don't say it's talking where you said shani toim loch, and say it goes like Rabbanan. Omarava masnisin kshisei. Now the reason that Shmuel had to say that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, that yodayim she'ein mochichos lo havin yodayim, because he had a problem with the following Mishnayos. Amai tani shani ochel loch shani toim loch lisni shani ochel shani toim. Why did I have to say shani ochel loch? Just say shani lochel shani toim, and that would be enough to be considered yodayim she'ein mochichos for sure. Why'd have to say loch? Shema minah bo'inam yodayim. The fact that the Mishnah had to mention the word loch means it has to be spelled out black and white, right? Rochel bitchaktan, Rashi. Alok milam asnison kirabonon, right? Leima afagav de ka'omer mudra nimimcha, omerucha kanimimcha, lechudei, osher bachila. Why did he have to learn the Mishnah that the two parts of the Mishnah are going together? That's what Shmuel said on the previous omelet, that it's not enough to say mufrushani mimcha, mudrani mimcha, but you have to also say shani toim loch. Why did he learn it like that? Why did he learn it's just talking about two separate things? You don't have to need the both of them together. The afal gav de lo amar shani ochel loch diyadayim she mochichos am yadayim. Why did he learn the Mishnah in such a way that it would be like the Rabbanan, that yadayim she mochichos havin yadayim? And you don't have to put together mudrani lecha and shani toim. They're both separate things. Either one is good enough. Why didn't he learn like that? The Rabbanan, the Amri lo tzorich lemichta beget ela hariat muteris lecholodim. And then he could say the Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan, who by get also hold you don't need it spelled out black and white. It's enough to say hariat muteris lecholodim, and it's obvious that he means with this get, even though he didn't say it beferish. Marissa's masnisen kshisei, the lomotzilok mikrabbanan. The Mishnah itself was difficult to him that you can't say it goes like the Rabbanan. Why? Lisni shani ochel o shani toim. Lomi lememer loch. Why did it have to say in the Mishnah altogether the word loch? If yodayim shein mochichos havin yodayim, it would have been enough to say shani toim. And it's obvious, it means I'm not going to eat from you. Elo lohachik tani loch, because sovari yodayim shein mochichos lo havin yodayim. The iktani shani ochel bevad v'lo kamer loch lo havi mashen the mudr michaverim the bo'ini yadayim ochichos. Who said it means you? Shani toim. I'm not going to eat. Maybe who said from you? It's obvious that's what he meant, but it's not clear. So therefore, what's it called? If it would be the yadayim she'im ochichos haven yadayim like the Rabbanan, it wouldn't have to say the word loch in the Mishnah. The fact that it said that means that you have to say it more clearly. If that's the case, then it can't mean mudrani lecha, because that's also not clear. So you have to be both together, and it has to go like Rabbi Yehuda. The chiyomer nami mudrani v'lomer shani ochel loch lo mashma de bachila komer el v'lomishtoina v'lach. If it only said mudrani, I could say it means I'm not going to talk to you. So the only way that I know clearly that it means that I'm not going to eat and not eat from yours, that's if he says loch and he says shani toi. So then that has to go like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Rabbanan. Okay, Itmar. So that's why Shmuel said this Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, and since it goes like Rabbi Yehuda, Mudrani by itself is not good enough, and Shani Ochaloch is not good enough. You need both together. Itmar, Yodayim Sheim Olchichos, Abaya Omer Havin Yodayim, V'Rav Omer Lo Havin Yodayim. We have Machlokas Amorayim now, which Lechora is the same Machlokas as Tanoi. Abaya says Yodayim Shem Olchichos is yes Yodayim, and Rava says Lo Havin Yodayim. Omar Rava, Rabbi Idi Asperali, Rabbi Idi explained to me where you know that Yodayim She'ein Molchichos Lo Havin Yodayim. Omar Kra, Nazir Lahazir Lashem, Makish Yodos Naziros Lanaziros. Right, we learn Yodos from this pasuk, Nazir Lahazir, right, and it compares it to the regular case of Nazir. Man Naziros b'haflo, af Yodos Naziros b'haflo. Just like the Etzem Naziros has to be clear, right? For instance, the case where it's not clear is where a person said, if this guy who's coming now opposite us is a Nazir, then I'm a Nazir too. So even if the guy is a Nazir, it doesn't help. Because when he made the Neder, he didn't know. It has to be something clear and definitive when you made the Neder. It can't be an undefined Neder, right? Because at the time you said, if he's a Nazir, I'm a Nazir, you didn't know if he was a Nazir or not. So it's not clear. And just like the actual Naziris has to be clear, the Yados have to be clear too. So Yados, Sheinu Mochichos, is lo havin yodai. Mora says, Lembu v'pluxed Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan k'miflegei. It comes out, Abai and Rav are arguing in the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Just like over there, by get, Rabbi Yehuda holds you need it to be definitive, and the Rabbanan hold you don't have need it to be definitive. That's exactly the same Machlokas, by Nazir, whether you need it definitive or not, by Yad, Yados Nadorim and Yados Naziros. Disnan, and now we're going back to explain where the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is. Gufo shall get harayat muteris lechol adam. Rabbi Yehuda Amar v'dein diyahavi lechi minoy sefer teruchin v'get pturin v'gerish shvukin. Abaya domek rabbanan v'rava domek Rabbi Yehuda. Abaya holds like the rabbanan and the rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That yodayim shemochichos haven yodayim. So it comes out that the machlokas Abaya and rava is in the same machlokas as Rabbi Yehuda and the rabbanan. Mor says no. Amar lecha Abaya anoda amra afil Rabbi Yehuda. No, I can hold even like Rabbi Yehuda. That I hold that yodayim shein mochichos, what's it called, is yodayim, okay? Right. Abayo say I hold that what's it called, even like Rabbi Yehuda, even though Rabbi Yehuda by get holds yodayim shein mochichos lo havin yodayim, by nedarim and aziris he would agree with me that it is yodayim. There's a difference between get and nedarim and aziris. Why? Ad kan lo kom Rabbi Yehuda be'inon yodai mochichos ela gabi get. Rabbi Yehuda holds you need yodai mochichos only by get, but not by nedarim and aziros. Why? The bo'in increases, because a get has to be something that cuts them away, then it has to be definitive. The special halacha by get has to be krisus. Krisus means they're cut apart completely, the husband and wife. So if it's not definitive, it's not called krisus. But by nazir and neder, there yodayim shem mochichos is good enough. Avol bi'alma mishamisle, where do you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds you always need yodayim mochichos? Maybe it's only a din by get. The rava amar anod amar afil rabbanan. I can hold even like the rabbanan. Really, the rabbanan hold all over yodayim shem mochichos lo havin yodayim. But by get, just tareiat muteris lechol adam is called mochichos. Why? Ad kan lo kam rabbanan lo bein yodayim mochichos alegabe get. When did the Rabbanan say you don't need your daim uchichos? Right, harayat muteris lechol adam is enough by get. Why? To ain't not the megarish, the seishes chavero, because even if you didn't say it beferish, it's obvious that it means you and this wife, because a guy can't be megarish somebody else's wife. So it's obvious that he means with this get, and he's talking about this woman, and he's talking about himself. Harayat muteris lechol adam means I'm being mater you. Because it has to be him and it has to be her, because you can't be megarish somebody else and somebody else can't be megarish her. So when it says hareyat muteris lechol adam, it obviously means him and it means her and it means this get. So that in itself, even though it's not clear, it is. It's just as if it would be clear, right? Aval bi'alma mishamislu. But by nedarim and nazirus, where it's not clear, right? There maybe he holds that yodayim shemachichos lo havin yodayim. So therefore, the machlokas Abaye and Rava is lav dafka the same machlokas of the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, because maybe their machlokas is exclusively by get and has no connection to Nedarim and Naziris. Either way, Rashi. Makish Yodos Naziris, Kedam Rinan Le'el, Dul Mahazir Nafke Yodos Naziris. Like we learned before, Nazir Lahazir tells me that not only is an actual Neder of Naziris Chal, but even a handle, even something that just implies Naziris is good enough. Man Naziris Bafla, the Ba'in Shefarish Naziros, deceived Ki Yafli. It has to be clear. And I told you the case is where he made a Nazir, and we don't know at the time he did it if he's a Nazir or not. That's no good. It has to be definitive at the time he made the Neder. Afiyadus Nomi Ba'in Shefarish Ladiburo, the Lome Farish Lohavi Klum. Therefore, when it comes to Yados also, it has to be a definitive Yad. But if it's a hazy Yad, it's no good enough. The boy increases. The whole idea of get is that it cuts them asunder. It separates them completely. Therefore, it has to be a definitive thing that separates them, because if it's not clear, then they're not 100% cut off from each other. The ein adam megarish esayshes chaveiro, the ikos of harayat muteris lechol adam mashma deliishto kamer. Guy says harayat muteris lechol adam. He's obviously talking to his wife, because he can't be megarish somebody else's wife, right? The eishes inish the alma ein a megarish umucha milso v'shaper megarish. And also, what's it called? It's obviously him, because nobody else can megarish his wife. So when he says harayat muteris lechol adam, it means him and her, and it obviously means with this get. Sam, what's it called, with Diburim, it can't mean. So even though it's not clear, definitive, it is definitive, because by process of elimination it can't mean anything else. But that's only by get. But in the case of a yad, of a nether, and also where it could mean something else, then maybe if you didn't say it black and white, it's not a yad. But in other cases, like nether and nazir, there, what's it called, even the Rabbanim would hold, you need Yodayim Mochichos. So therefore the Machlokas Abai and Rava by Neder and Nazir is not necessarily totally in the Machlokas of Rabbi Yehud and the Rabbanim by Get. Okay.